808 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. It's time to talk consolidation. It's consolidation countdown on Connect FM for this week. And believe it or not, the countdown to actual consolidation of the city of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois municipality is only a little more than 9 months from now. January 5th, 2026 is when official consolidation takes hold. And this year, we are talking with some of the key individuals involved with the process of consolidation, getting their insight and perspective. And today, we welcome Dave Glass into the Connect FM studio. And Dave is very comfortable being here, of course. You hear him as one of the Daves on the weekly Under Review Sports Talk program on Connect FM. He's also been a guest on Michael Clement's Contact program a couple of times in the past few years. But today, Dave, we have you here as Clearfield County Commissioner, a Dubois area resident, and a representative for the county's election office. So we're going to talk about the election process for city council members of the new city of Dubois municipality. Dave, welcome. Thank you for coming in to share your perspective on consolidation and to provide us with some crucial information about the election.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great. First, let's consider, before we actually get into the nuts and bolts about the election, wanted to kind of dwell on the historic nature of this election. You know, there aren't many communities who have had this kind of opportunity, which is really a structural change in how the people govern themselves locally. And how much significance do you place on this year's election process of council members and other offices for the new city of Dubois government?
Well, I think it's very significant. When you look at the number of our constituents in the county that this affects, it's give or take about a quarter of them. So it's a big change. And, you know, it's not even recent, but in the somewhat recent past, the only corollary I can think of was when St. Mary's combined with their township and became much larger. You know, obviously, there's a little, you know, bumps in the road as in the beginning of the process, but now nobody really thinks about it up there. It's just, that's just what it is. Now, Dubois is going to be geographically very, very large. And I think that's the part that people kind of underestimate is just how far you're going to drive and still be in the quote unquote city of Dubois. It's going to be quite a hike in some ways. So I'm very interested to see that aspect of it and what that changes for people in a little more of the outlying areas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thinking about the geography, like you said there, we had Police Chief Chris Kruszelek with us last month talking about the consolidation of the police departments. And one of the major adjustments that he talked about was his having the city police officers getting used to covering such a large territory because they weren't used to that.
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. Could you update us, Dave, on where we are as of today, March the 14th, regarding the upcoming primary election, which is coming up in May? Now, a first big step was completed this week, right?
That's right. Petitions were due on Tuesday, and that process is completed. We received 260 petitions as a county, which sounds like a lot, but when you consider how many municipalities we have and how many races are up in a quote-unquote off-year election. I use the quotes because these elections are much more work actually for the election office than a presidential.
Absolutely.
A presidential gets 10 times more scrutiny, maybe 100 times more, but it's a simple ballot. You got president, senate, blah, 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 you know, Congress, that's it. And everybody more or less has the same ballot. This time we have to do 138 different ballots,
right?
You know, 69 precincts times two, and every single one of them is going to be a little bit different. Judge of elections, inspector of elections, council, township supervisors, tax collectors, they're all up this year. So it's a huge process. Right now, what I've been doing every day this week since then is I'm actually programming the ballot. So I go on, there's a special computer that we type the names in, and we have to set each race up, and it's straightforward, but you have to be very precise. And
sure.
Then we'll have to, you know, test it and proofread it and give it to somebody else to proofread and go over it and over it and then send it to the candidate to make sure they're happy with how their name is appearing. So we're halfway through that process, I would say. The next big step will be, and we put out an announcement yesterday, but I want candidates who are listening to know, March 26th at noon will be the casting of lots where they draw lots for the positions on the ballot.
Okay.
You know, there's various theories as to whether that's actually quote unquote important, whether you're first or in the middle or in the last on the ballot. Yeah. But I think it matters. So, and what we do is it's a simple process. We have a bucket of balls. They numbered one through whatever. And you just, if you're there, you get to draw your own ball. And if you're not there, the election office will do it for you.
Yeah.
And then that's the final piece. We put the ballot together and we go.
Sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
Now, regarding the new city of DuBois municipality, you know, we're looking at a government being formed. And what were the results of the petitions coming in? Who is going to be on that ballot officially?
Well, we've got 13 names, 11 Republicans and 2 Democrats. And if you want, I'll read down the names. We have Barry Abbott, Randy Beers, Bill Beers, Blaine Clark, Shirley DeRouge, Sam Mollica, Pat Riesinger, Mark Sullivan, Devin Valleys, Dave Volpe, and Richard Whitaker are the Republicans. Melissa Keene and Michael Picciarillo will be on the Democratic side. And as we were talking about off air, a lot of those names are familiar because all 5 Sandy, current Sandy Township guys are on there, the supervisors, the current mayor's on there. So, you know, the ex-police chief, Shirley's in charge of downtown DuBois. So a lot of names people are used to seeing. So that's going to make it, I think, an interesting race, especially on that side. You know, in days past, I would say, well, you're going to see both of these Democrats probably in the fall because there's 7 slots and only 2 names. But DuBois has a history of write-ins, so I'm hesitant to make any predictions.
Sure. I don't blame you on that point. And we go to the poll. If you're a registered Democrat or Republican, we head to the polls for the primary on May 20th. Is that correct?
That's right. Don't forget that anybody who wishes to vote by mail, you can register now online, or you can send us a form. And it's our intent. My goal is to get those ballots out somewhere around mid-April. It'd be great if we could do it earlier, but we're always held up a little bit by the state because they have to certify. There's 2 state judge races, Superior Court and Commonwealth Court. And we can't ever send anything until the state gives us the go-ahead.
Okay.
Whenever we're late, and I hate to say this, but it's always the state holding us up for some kind of a ballot challenge or wording or something. But we'll get them out in plenty of time for people to get those back.
Okay. And so when we do vote in the primary, of course, if you're a Sandy Township or a DuBois City resident and you're a registered Democrat or Republican, what are we going to see on that ballot? It is not just city council positions,
right? Let's see. There's county races. Well, I talked about the state judge races. We've got a county judge race, which is a really big deal because that's a position that people tend to hold a long time.
Yeah.
So it's a 10-year term, and then it goes into retention. So you've got that. You've got county controller. You've got prothonotary. You've got sheriff. An open race for sheriff because our sheriff's retiring. None of those races are contested. Only one person on the Republican side put in for those. So then you've got the council. And I want to bring up that nobody put a petition in for city treasurer, which was a big surprise to me personally, because you're essentially the tax collector for 20,000 people. That's a very important job. I hope somebody steps up.
So a potential for a write-in candidacy.
I sincerely hope somebody steps up for that, or else it's going to make things tricky.
Yeah. Now, Dave, I wanted to ask you, over the past few months, there have been some discussions, some misunderstandings, and some clarifications that have been necessary about the position of mayor in the new municipality. Could you explain how the mayor will be selected?
Sure. The first thing I want to say is the election office has nothing to do with this. Basically, you know, it's how it was voted and how it was worded in the initial consolidation question. So that the way it was determined is that you, the voters, will vote for 7 council members, and then the council will choose the mayor amongst their own numbers once they are seated. So we won't know who the mayor is until, as you said, January of 2026, when they take their oath and they have their reorganizational meeting. So no, nobody's actually voting for mayor. Maybe some people will choose or not choose to campaign on the basis that they want to be mayor.
Right.
But even if they win, we won't know how that vote will go. So it's, you are only voting for 7 council members.
Yeah. Important information. So realize when you're voting for a council member, you could potentially be voting for the mayor.
Oh, somebody's getting it. We just don't know who. And one other thing that you're voting on, and I know this is going to be a little bit strange, because it's the first year, state law, and because it's a consolidation, and we're voting for every one of these council seats, which is not going to be always the case, state law says that we have to have some of them as four-year positions and some as two. So right. What's going to happen is the top five vote-getters in the fall are going to get the four-year, mm-hmm. and the next two vote-getters are going to get two-year. And we didn't decide that five and two. I would have preferred four and three myself, but the state law is very specific about this. We had no choice. Mm-hmm. So that's why how the vote totals will determine the length of the term.
Yeah.
This time only. This will never happen again.
Right. Established law. So we need to get used to it. That's just the way it's going to be.
And then we'll flip every 2 years based on that. Yeah.
Now, January 5th, when the new city government gets sworn in, that is the date for that. How will the people's business proceed in City Hall? In other words, what I'm asking is, in what ways is it going to be the same as things have been done separately in the township and city, but what is going to be the new way of the new government?
Well, I think a lot of that is outside the purview of the election office, right? The one thing I can tell you will definitely change is that you're no longer going to have anything to do with Sandy Township. I mean, that concept is just going to disappear. There will be no Sandy Township at all.
Yeah, there won't even be reference to that anymore.
And so along with that, we will no doubt change next year the precincts a little bit. I mean, this will be a good opportunity for us to take a good look at how many voting precincts we have. Do we need this many? Certainly I will tell you, and I live in Dubois Second, which abuts Oklahoma, and it's a mess because they actually cross over. And you go down a street and my neighbor is Oklahoma and I'm Dubois and my next neighbor's Oklahoma, and we're going to clean that up so that everybody should know exactly where they stand with that. So, but in terms of the day-to-day business, I mean, the police departments are merging, the fire departments, I know that's a big thing. They're working on merging.
Yep.
Again, that's outside our purview, but you know, your voting place may eventually change, but in the short run, business as usual, the council is going to cover, instead of two councils covering this area, you're going to have one.
Yeah, exactly. Just one follow-up question about that. When the precincts are reappointed, is that going to be a county decision? Is that going to be a local decision?
No, the county determines the precincts. And obviously, it oftentimes, for example, right now, Dubois has five wards. It's pretty easy to have five precincts. Clearfield, for example, has their people for their council appointed by wards. So we have to pretty much have the voting places by those wards. Does that still make sense here? I'll say it in my, this is just me, my own mind. Dubois fourth is so much smaller in terms of the number of voters and the rest that I would like to see what is now the city of Dubois go to four precincts and just kind of merge fourth into a couple of the surrounding ones. Every precinct costs money. Every precinct, you've got to have equipment. You've got to have the people to man it, which is becoming more and more of a problem. Mm. We need volunteers for elections. little plug for that.
Commercial there.
And it's just that and we're looking at outlying areas to consolidate some of them too. So it's not like we're just, thinking about Dubois Sandy. All those things go into it. I'm not saying for sure anything's going to happen, but it makes sense that something happens. The one thing I'm sure of is that Treasure Lake will always have its own precinct because it just makes sense.
Right.
Another plug, if you haven't heard, Sandy precinct did change, or Treasure Lake did change this year. The church unfortunately couldn't accommodate us anymore, so it's at Lakeview Lodge. So the notifications have been out, but just want to put that out there again. Don't go to the church, go to Lakeview on election day.
Yeah, important information. All of the information, Dave, you've shared has been so important, and I'm sure as we head through this season, through the summer, and start heading out towards general election day in November, we're going to need to talk to you again, no doubt. But before we close up shop here this morning, Dave, as an elected official yourself, do you have a message that you want to give to someone in Dubois or Sandy listening today that's considering they just don't want to get involved, they don't want to participate in the election process?
Actually, I do, and I'm glad you're asking this question, because traditionally, our turnout for these odd year elections, the local elections, is much, much, much lower than it is for presidentials.
Yeah.
You know, the midterm Congress race is a little higher, and then the presidential is off the charts high.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's been running like 75-80%. And then for these, we get 30-35%. Mm-hmm. My message is these races matter more to you.
Yep.
They absolutely do. I mean, leaving consolidation aside, which is a huge deal, you know, you're electing your tax collectors, you're electing, you know, the people who are going to, you know, be your sheriff, be the controller for the county. The judge race, that has a massive impact. The judge has so much power at the county level. These are really important races. In 2 years, commissioner will be up. I'm not running, but I'm very interested in who is going to be in that seat.
Sure.
So please, 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 these 2025 elections, 2027 elections are massive, and they affect you much more personally. So please participate and think about running. We need more candidates for a lot of positions, city treasurer being one of them.
Yeah, great message, Dave. Appreciate that. And it is local government that affects you the most. Locally, obviously.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dave Glass, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, your insight with us today on this month's Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.
It was great to be here. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.